That's what I meant. Okay. We had an easy start today, but it gets tough as we go on. Okay. It's true. We're continuing with these Mishnayos that have nothing to do with us. They're just random things where one A causes B and B doesn't necessarily cause A. Okay. Kol ha-kosher lodun, whatever is kosher to be a dayin, kosher lahoid. So anyone who's kosher to be a dayan is kosher to be an aid, but there could be somebody, or there is somebody who's kosher l'edus, but is not kosher l'dayonus. Lasuye mai, who we're talking about here. Om Reb Yochanan lasuye sumo ba'achas me'enov. That we're looking for this person who's kosher to be an aid, but possible to be a dayan. Like Reb Yochanan, it's a sumo ba'achas me'enov. Now, a totally blind person is possible edus. It says oy ro'o. That's for sure. Talking about a person who can see, but he's blind in one eye, so he can be an aid. This mission is telling me he can't be a dayan. Why not? Mani remain. This is Reb Meir. Let's see. Desanyo hayu Reb Meir oimer. Ma Talmud loimer the pasuk by Zokir Mamri says over there al piem yeh kol riv v'chol noga. Yeah, what's the connection? And the goyim belongs to the kayanim. Rivim is under a kayanim. It's interesting. So he has a limud. Makish rivim l'negoyim. There's a hekish rivim. Rivim means regular dinimam, the entire. Ma negoyim bayoyim dirsiv uvyoyim herois boy af rivim bayoyim. So I learned two things. First, I learned that dinimamines has to be by day. Number two, that means, look at Rashi, you need has complete vision, meaning a sumo be'achas me'enov will be no good for the goyim. So I learned that now to Rivim. Afrivim shelo besumo. So he's got a hekesh. He's learning from the goyim to dinim mominis, to dinim in general, two things. That just like the goyim has to be by day, so too, Rivim have to be by day. And just like Negoyim, Asuma Machzmein of his apostle, so too, by Dayonis, Asuma's apostle. Now we go back the other way. Umakish Negoyim le Rivim. Ma Rivim Shalobi Kroivim. That we learn from the Psukim. Lo Yimso of us Abonim. We know Kroivim apostle. Af Negoyim Shalobi Kroivim. Meaning a Korov can't look at a Nega. Somebody has a Nega. He happens to be a Koyin. His brother, the Koyin, can't look at it. Okay? Continues the Braisa. You're learning one from the other, so let's go like this. Umar Rivim Bishloisha, just like Bezdin needs three, Afni Goyim Bishloisha. Let's now require three Koyanim to Paskin on a Nega. Vidinu, and it makes sense. Of Kavachoyme, Momoyne Bishloisha Gufa Lakolshkein. Paskin on his money. You need three people. This Chazayin Gufa Lein. There was still a time by Jews that the goof was more important than their mom, and there was still a kalvachayma like this. Okay. Zog di Gemara, you're right, Mesvara, but Talmud loimar, v'huvo el aaron hakoyin, o el achad mibonav hakoyanim. Says before it's one. Halomad is rafil koyin echad royas anagoy. Good. But hayetze from this whole price, so what comes out according to a mayor, that a sumo ba'achas me'enov is possible dayonos. It's learned from the goyim to Rivim. Therefore, Zoktib Yechanan, this mission that says there's somebody's kosher to be an aid, possible to be a dayin, it's Reb Meir, this Mishnah, and we are talking about this fellow with one eye, who's kosher to be an aid, he sees what's going on, but it's possible dayonos because we learn it up from the goyim. Okay, now, let's see what happened. Now, and that's Reb Yechanan saying chat like that, correct? Okay, now, listen to this mice here. Ha'u Samya, there was a blind person. He was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yochanan. This blind person was paskening dinim. He was sitting on dinner tables. And Rabbi Yochanan didn't stop him. Now that's a little strange. Because you just told me that Rabbi Yochanan himself said that this Mishnah says that a suma ba'achas me'enov, it's possible to be a dayan. And this pashas means a samia, means a completely blind person, even worse. But whatever it is, even if it's suma achas me'enov, he should apostle him. He's the one who said it. How could he do that to Reb Yochanan? Oh, so you'll tell me, maybe Reb Yochanan doesn't pass like our Mishnah, but Reb Yochanan is Mr. Stam Mishnah. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'stam mishnah, and this stam mishnah said what? Utnan kol hakosher lodin kosher lahoid. V'yeshe kosher lahoid ben kosher lodin. V'yamrinin lasuyeh mai. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan himself. So Rabbi Yochanan himself is telling me that this Stam Mishnah says that Sumach's Me'enov is possible to be a Dayan. How could he have not stopped his neighbor, the blind person, from being a Dayan? Pasha the Shaila. Zogti Gemara, there's another stoma. He takapasin is like a stoma, but he has another stoma which would apply that he's kosher a Dayan. So he went that way. Rabbi Yochanan, Stomach Rino Ashkach. Now let's see what this Stam is. The Snan in Sanhedrin. Dine moment is done in by Yoim v'goymrin balaylo. Oh, goymrin balaylo. That means he doesn't learn Rivim from the goyim. Because if he would learn Rivim from the goyim, he would have said like Remeya before that din has to be by Yoim. He allows Gemar din balaylo. That means he doesn't have that hekesh. If he doesn't have that hekesh, he has no mocker to say that a sumo is possible that Yonis point out to us in the rush, even assuming both Einayim now can be kosher. Now we have no mocker to say that anyone who's blind should be possible that Yonis. So Fakir, he went with that stomach. He held that assume is kosher that Yonis. Therefore, he didn't say anything here. He didn't say anything here. Oh, so now you got the question. So you're telling me basically you have a stam here that says Suma's not good for Dayonis. You got a stam there that Suma's good for Dayonis. And he went with that stam. Fregma, why did he pick that stam? Umay ume, hai stom, hai stom. What is the stom in Sanhedrin better than the stom in Nida? Eboy is same in two ways. Eboy is same as stom in the rabbi mother. Yeah. So of course, so this is a stoma, but Lamaisa we know it's a Das Yochid. This is a stoma, but it's Remeya. He was soisin like Remeya. There, it's a regular stoma. We can assume it's a rabbit. Or Ibo Yisema, this time the Gemara says, oh, the Rishayim often give this type of a svara. When you don't know which mission to go with, you go with the mission that's been Mekaymai. That mission in Sanhedrin is smack in the middle of Hilchas Sanhedrin and Dinim. This mission in Dinim has nothing to do with us, Bechlal. I mean, this, the Mishnayis and Dinim just bringing all sorts of things here. A mission that's been Mekaymai by those in Yonim is usually given more weight. That mission is a stam mission, a whole list of the dinim of dinim moments, bishloish and all that business. This one is stam agav brought over here. Mele, that stam is given more weight. Mele, Bjorn Parson is like that stam, which says that dinim can be by night, which means he doesn't make this hekesh of Riven on the goyim, which means he has no mocker to say that a sumo is possible dayonis, a sumo taka kosher dayonis, and they point that to us in the rush. Even a full time sumo, this sumo wasn't sumo bach tzmeino; it was a plain sumo. But once you don't have that hekish, we have no mocker bechlal to say that a sumo can be a dayon, one eye or two eyes. Okay, right, another world. Into zroyim abyssal. Kol shechayiv b'maisris mitamei tumas oichlin. Anything that's chayiv in maisris is mitamei tumas oichlin. That's poshut, and it's chayiv maisris and oichlin. It's a chenoich. The yeshem etame tumas oichlin. The enochayev maisis. About you could have something that's tame tumas oichlin, and that's not chayev maisis. It's poshut. I mean, eggs are makabel tuma. There's plenty of oichlin. That's not chayev maisis, and it doesn't grow from the ground. Lasu yemailos yibotsa v'dogim ubeitzim. Anything like that. I've had it. There oichlin. There's no shum chesorin in their shem oichel. They haven't put them in a maisus because you need to give them a character. Okay, that mission, we got a quickie. Okay, now. Kol shechayiv bepeye, chayiv bemaisus. Anything that's chayiv in peye is chayiv in maisus. V'yesh chayiv bemaisus, v'eno chayiv bepeye. In other words, the requirements for payah are more restricted. So you could have something that's chayiv in maisis, but will not be chayiv in payah. Chayiv in payah is zichru mi chayiv in maisis. What is that? Okay, I want to just quote simple mishnayis here. Lasuye mai. What are the things that are chayiv in maisis and pota from payah? Lasuye te'eno, fig trees and similar type trees, the yerek. Sheino chayiv bepeya. Te'eno and Yerek are not chayiv bepeya. Let's see why. What? No, Yerek means vegetables. Anyways. This non, let's see, this is the Mishnah, the beginning of Peya. This is the list of requirements for Peya. And then we're going to bring the list of requirements for Maisa. You'll see that two requirements for Peyo are not listed there. That's going to be our difference. Let's get the facts. Klal Amru B'Peyo. Kol Shu Oichol, it's an Oichol. V'Nishmar, we'll see, means it's not Hefker. It's protected. Somebody's watching. V'Gidul Aminar, it's a growth in the ground. U'Lekitoso Ke'echot, it's harvested at once. The way it crops, it becomes ripe together. It can be stored. Chayev bepey. Okay, now the Gemara is going through each one. What are we in the not? Oichel, lemute svichistis v'koitze. That's types of dyes. That's not an oichel. There's no pay on that. It's interesting why it says sviche. I mean, you should have said stis v'koitze, these plants. Sviche means the ones that grow at the end of the season by themselves. It's because Rashi says, because the ones at the beginning of the season are take edible. It's only the svichistis. Okay. Nishmar lemute hefke. Hefke is part of from pay. Fine. Vigidulo min haoretz lemute kmehim upitrius. Mushrooms, types of mushrooms. The Gemara held that mushrooms attach themselves to kalim and trees. The Gemara in Brocha says the mir berobe, they take in from the air, but they're not yoinek from the oretz. And the people mentioned it's not so much the gidulum in arts, it's the yinikosum in arts that bothers us here. Okay. Ulekitoso ke'echod lemute te'eno. That knocks out te'eno. If you look, Rashi says the te'eno tree, te'eno, eino misbasheles ke'echod. That's the nature of the fig tree. It doesn't become ripe all at once. It's just like, you know, when the first mission in Chesabat, you have the real subs. It takes three different sessions for the tree. Okay, so it's part of Menapei. Umachnis alukim, it has to be able to be stored, lemute yerek. Apparently they could not store yerek then. Then it freezes. Fruit apparently held, the yerek didn't hold. So that's what it says by pay. Look now by Maisa, the same mission, you'll see two things are missing. You look up in Maisa Tanan. But the other two, it doesn't have those two requirements. So therefore, a te'ena, or such a tree, and yerokis, will be chayiv emaisus, will not be chayiv empeya. Because peya has two more requirements. You need lekitosu ke'echo, that knocks out te'ena, and you need machnisu lekiyum, that knocks out yerek. And that's a pshat, no mishnah. Kol shechayiv b'peyah, because it has two more requirements. But yesh shechayiv b'maisus, ve'eno chayiv b'peyah, because it doesn't have those requirements. His Tais explains in many places. What's the purpose? I mean, first of all, they explain most Rishonim hold this is all midrabbanan, midaraisa. Most Rishonim hold trumas b'maisus is only on dogon tirish v'yitzah, the five minim. The grapes and zaysim. After that, everything's drabbono. Taisa says here, as the many Rishonim, that's the same thing in pay. And it's midoraisa, you only give on dogon tirish v'yitz. The rest is all drabbono. So then you have an interesting question here. I mean, so now you're talking midrabbono. How come midrabbono, they were mechayev and maestros everything? And Epeya, they were not Machayev, Te'eno, and Yerek. You're not talking about Psukim anymore, you're talking about the Rabbonot. So the Rabbeinu Tam explains a very poshut the Chedron. It's poshut for the welfare of the Aniyim. It's not worth it for the Aniyim for us to give them pay on a Te'eno and a Yerek. Because since a Te'eno is not Mizbashel B'yachad, they're going to waste a lot of time sitting there waiting for the tree to become ripe. And when will he give it? I mean, they're going to lose 2 days, they're going to lose. They could be going elsewhere and picking up pay in other places. Same thing in Machnis Lekiyum. The fact that they couldn't store it meant that they had very little to gain by taking the Yerokis. So they were better off going to other types of fields. So the Badafki didn't make pay on Teina and Yerik, to save them the time. The Teina would eat up a lot of their time. They could spend, who knows, 3 days, 4 days, you know, sitting there expecting it to get ripe. Meantime, they're losing time. They could be collecting in other fields. And the Yerokis is not worth their effort. It's not going to come out too much because they can't store it. Okay. Now, Vim Hoyu Bohem Shumen Ubitzolim, if among the vegetables there's Btzolim and Shumen, those things are storable, onions, those things keep, it's Chayoven, they're not Chayoven, they're Chayoven Peye. The Tnan's Amishnan Peye, Malbinos Btzolim Shebein Ayerek, they had He used to plant like squares. He had squares of betzolim, and in between, yerek. Like in one field, it's a square of betzolim, a square of tomatoes. That's how they did it. Rabbi Yosef, peyim mikol achas viachas. The question then, pay is that called, is each malbein of betzolim looked at as a separate field? It's, you have one big field. Yeah, look at squares. It's like a patchwork blanket. Here's betzolim, here's tomatoes, here's another betzolim, here's a chleis nedvos, something else. Do I look at each patch of betzolim as a separate field? So I have to give payah from each piece? What's one, meaning the yerek is mafsik? What's one big field? I give once payah. That's that machloikis. He said, Rabbi Yosef, payim kol achas v'achas. The fact that yerek is planted like this is mafsik, and it's separate fields. Still one book field. But whatever it is, both of them say that you're taking payah on betzolim. I would say not on yerek, because this is yerek that lasts. Potatoes, I would assume, would be the same thing. I mean, there are definitely yerokis. Potatoes are not a yerek, really, but there are yerokis that do last. So those yerokis, there is payah. Simple. Okay, now we're coming up to the tires. It's not easy anymore. Omer Rabba Barachan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ulshin. Ulshin, I got a good word for it. He calls, I don't know. It's some sort of a grass. What? Endives, correct. Yeah, okay. So that's a type of vegetable. Now, it seems that Ulshin could be used for people food. It could be used for Michael Behemoth. Depends how people used it. Now, let's get our basic idea. For Tumas Eichlin, you have to have an Eichel Odom. Michael Behem is not a Kabbalatum. It has to be a Michael Odom. Okay. So what happened here? Ulshin Shezoron Mitchila LeBehem. He planted these Ulshin for feed. And no intention of cropping them to eat. He was going to crop and give them right to the animals. Which means when it will let nothing else happen, fix them, they're not bekabel, they will not be Kabbalatum. Because since it's up for grabs, his machshava a behemoth determines what it is. So it's a Michael behemoth. Fine. The nimlach aleim la'odom. In the middle, I guess the market on endives went up. So he decides, you know, this is crazy. I'm not giving this all to the animals. I'm going to crap it and sell it as food. So now a shinu was made. So let's just figure out here. Now what we want to know now is, now Itaka picks it. Is it makabel tumah or not? It started off as a Michael Behem, but he changed it. He had a Machsheves Odom. Okay, offhand we would say, what else? There's a difference. I mean, he decided this, he decided that. When you have a Machsheva that makes something Mekabel Tumah, it's not so easy to get rid of it. That's a different story. But he going the other way. He first thought it's a Michael Behem. He then decides it's a Michael Odom. That Lechur should work. He's moving it up. He's giving him a raise. It should become Michael Odom. But look what it says here. You want it to be Mekabel Tumah? There has to be a Machsheves Odom again after it was cut off. Meaning that Machshava that he had when it was still B'mechuba is just not a valid Machshava. Why is that? Because that's what this sugi is coming to tell me. That a Machshava has to be at a time when the thing is Shayach to Kabbalah's Tumah. A Dova B'mechuba can't be Mekabel Tumah. It's out of the parish of Kabbalah's Tumah. Anything that's Mechubah is not Kabbalah's Tumah. You can take the biggest Tumah and touch it to an apple on a tree and nothing happens. Anything that's been Mechubah, there's no Tumah. Is what he's saying here, Rabbi Yochanan, is really that Machshava at a time when the thing is not Shaykh to Kabbalah's Tumah is not a Machshava. So therefore, when he started off as a Michael Behemoth, then he what do you call that? Redesignates it as a Michael Odom, since he did it at a time when this thing was Mechuba and can't have Kabbalah's Tumah, it's a zero, that Machshava. So now when I pick it, it will not be Mekabel Tumah unless there's another Machshava. Once you take it off the tree, now you have the Ulshin in your hand and you say, I want it for an Odom, that Machshava, of course, is good, nothing wrong with that Machshava. But you need that new Machshava. It says, Machsheves Mechuba is not a Machshava. Let's state the Rabbi Yochanan. Kosova Machsheves Chibur Loishwa Machshava. Comes Rava and says, you're right, not only you're right, I'll prove it to you from a Mishnah. This is the first Mishnah in Tyrus. What? Because it's not Chayat Kabbalah, it's Tumah. It's Kippur. Yeah, why not? Omar Rav. This is a very difficult Mishnah. The first Mishnah in Tyrus. Stay honest, when I learned Tyrus, it took me about 3 months to learn it. But anyway. Afanan Namitina, Yud Gimel Dvar, you understand? It says 13 things. You understand? Each one is a separate world over there, but we're only concerned with one of them right now. Yud Gimel Dvarim Nemru ben Nivla Seif Tor. Now, Nivla Seif Tor is of the more interesting creatures in the Halacha. What's the din of a Nivla Seif Tor? We had it a few times. The veil of a behemoth Torah dies, it's an avatum, it's vatami b'magu b'masa. When an oif Torah dies, that nevela is not matami. It's not have a din nevela. It has one tumor. It's called tumor b'beis abaliyah. If a person eats it, when it's in the beis abaliyah, it's a new tumor. It's not mag, it's not masa, it's tumas beis abaliyah. When it's in its beis abaliyah, his beis abaliyah, it's matami him and his begod. It's a very interesting tumor. If you'll touch it, it won't be metame you. If you pick it up, it won't be metame you. It's when it's in the base abli, it's a tumas base abli, and that's the only tum it has. Now, you can use ze echod mehem tzricho machshovo ve'eno tzricho hechsha. Now, this is quite a complicated asik here. Besides this magical tomb of Tumas Beis HaBliyah, a Nivla Soif Tohor could also get Tumas Oichlin. It's not worse than any other piece of meat in the world, right? So the Mishnah tells us, but it's not an automatic Oichlin. There has to be a Machshava after it dies. And obviously not that I'm going to eat that, a Goy will eat it, it's an avail, you can't eat it. But the Machshava, I'll feed it to a Goy, or a Goy I'm going to eat, that'll make it for an oichel, and then eino tzricha hechsher. And this is an amazing thing. We'll come to it later. A thing like this doesn't need hechsher. But tumas oichlin. Now, forget about its magical tumah beis abli. Tumas oichlin. Does this thing have tumas oichlin? So it says here, it needs machshava. Someone has to think they're going to eat it. But then you don't need hechsher. What do you mean you don't need hechsher? You don't need hechsher mayim. Most foods have to have water come on it, and you don't even hechsher sheretz. A sheretz doesn't have to touch it. It's automatically tomei tumas oichlin. That we're going to learn later, because anything that itself, it will become an avatumo like this, it gets tumas oichlin automatically. That we're going to learn later. It's tomei by itself a tumas oichlin, which means now, if it will touch an oichel, that oichel will become tomei. Without Beis Abli. But for that you need Machshov. Okay, that's our point. Now, let's think this out over here. What happened over here? You had a kosher bird that died. Okay. Now, clearly, they understand there was a Stam Machshov to eat it. Because a kosher bird, what's your Machshov? You're going to eat it as soon as you shecht it. So there was a Machshov Mechayim there. Even this Machshava, then you have to spell it out. It's a stomach, that you'll understand. A stam bird. There's an automatic Machshavas Achila there. Now what happened? The animal died. The bird died. Okay, so I want to know now, do you need a Machshava now to make it an Oichel or not? No. That's the same exact discussion we just had. If the Machshava Mechayim worked, right? Now, Machshova Mechaim is the same as Machshova B'Mechuba. Because something that's alive can't be Mekabel Tumah, except a Jew. Only a Jew can be Mekabel Tumah if it's alive. The first Rambam in Hakdamah HaTayrus. Only a Jew has that darga, that Chaim Chayus can be Tomei. Nothing else can be Tomei when it's alive. So this bird, when it's alive, is not Shayach to Kabbalah's Tumah. So now, this is my question. Can you have a Machshova on something that's not Shayach to Kabbalah's Tumah? If you could, then there's no reason to have a machshava after the bird dies. Because then your machshava when it was alive, the automatic machshava when it was alive, that made it for an oichel. Why? Because I was playing and eating it Friday night. Now, it got bumped on the way because it became a nevela. But that's a din we have, that once you make a machshava, once you make it Kabbalah's tumor, it doesn't lose it until it becomes posel achilas kelab. That didn't happen, it just died. It's still royal achilas kelab. It's royal achilas odom too, not for a yid. So if there was a machshava mechayim, which there was, Why should I need another machshava after the bird dies? It's a stricha machshava. The answer is because a machshava when the bird is alive is a zero. Because when the bird is alive, it's not kapalas tumable. So that's what he says. Just like there's no such machshava schayim, there's no such thing as a machshava schibur. That's what he's saying. You're telling me, Rabbi Yechon in the Chiddush, that be'es mechuber, there's no machshov, because there can't be machshov on a thing that has no kabbalah stumah b'chalal. I'm telling you, it's a mishnah. There's no machshov. Alma machsheves chayim lo yishmo machshov. Take a look at the Rashi there. Alma machsheves chayim do mechayim stoma lachila. Do gaveras stem machsheves lachila there. Be'afilu hochi lo yimahan yahi machshov l'tumo. The binin machshava b'shoa sheroi lekabel tumah. I need the machshava after the bird is dead. Umechayim lav bar kibule tumah. Continue the Rashi. Hochanami machshava schibur. Hovel umechuber lav bar kibule tumah. Lo yishma machshava. So what you said in Ulshan is basically I hold as a Mishnah in Nivla Sivtor. Alma zok di gemar machshava schayim lo yishma machshava. Hochanami machshava schibur lo yishma machshava. Again, where's your raya built on? Because Pashas, we're talking about a standard chicken over there. So a standard chicken, avada mechayim, there was the stam achshova, right? Zog nei Reb Zeima nishkin raya. Reb Zeima hocho begoizel shenofal min harum askinen. We're not talking about a chicken. We're not talking about a domesticated bird. We're talking about some bird we never saw before that flew in and dropped dead. So there is no stam achshova because it wasn't here to have a machshova on. Right? Some exotic bird escaped from one of these preserves, flew into our town and dropped dead. There was a machshava on that. I never knew the bird existed. The gezel shenofim in a rumaskin and they'll have a kamon that wasn't before as the lachshav alei. That's what that mission is talking about. You can't bring a raya from there. That could be talking about a bird where there was no machshava mechaim because it happened to be in the jungles of Africa when it was alive. Amalei Abaye, hold on 1 second, please. Tanegoyle shebiyavne ma'ikol meimar. We're going to soon see that on that Mishnah, there's going to be a machloiges Tanakamot Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is going to bring a raya from a Tanagoilis that was in Yavne. Now, a Tanagoilis in Yavne is not an exotic bird, and it didn't fly in from a barge from China. It's a plain old chicken. So you see, we're talking about a standard bird, not about something that flew in from who knows where. And there was machshov, it's yeah, good raya. Only a bite Tanagoilis should be Yavne, my going about Tanagoilis should be Yavne. That's not a foreign bird. That didn't come out from the outside. Omalei Tarnagol Brohavu. It was a wild, it didn't mean a chicken, it was a sort of a wild chicken, which taka was not in the town, it wasn't before name. Achiku Alei. They laughed at him when he said that. Tarnagol Bro Oif Tomehu. A Tarnagol Bro, I don't know what it is, if they have a word for it, some sort of a wild chicken, but it's not a chicken, it's not a kosher bird. That's a tray for bird. V'oif tome mikom etame. This din I told you before of tumas beis ablia is only on a kosher a bird. A tray for bird doesn't have it all. It's only mishiyeshlo bebaltoichel nevela. But sometimes balkochel, so you don't have it. And you'll see, we're going to have the maisa in about 15 minutes, a little less. We're going to have that maisa with tanegoilas. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is going to bring a raya that it has beis ablia. So he's obviously not talking about a tray for bird. If you put it into terms of beis ablia, that's be a kosher bird. So it says it's a tarnagoyla. So first you want to tell me it's an exotic bird from Tanganyika. It says tarnagoyla. So then you're telling me it's a tarnagoyla's habar, a wild tarnagoyla. But that's a tray for bird. This Misha must be talking about a kosher bird. Omalu, so that's why they laughed at him. That's a ridiculous answer. Omalu abayi gavra rabu oma milsa lo tachiku alei. So Adam Godel says something, don't laugh at him. What he meant to say was, he understood, didn't mean Tanigol's haboy, he meant it's a chicken. How does a chicken become non-domesticated? He revolted. You have in Chulun too, they rebelled. The chicken rebelled and ran away. Tanigoyla shemordo. She rebelled, she ran away. And she had her, she laid chicks, eggs and chicks over there. And one of them fell in here and died. So that's a bird, that's a kosher bird. But it happens never after been before Neinu for a machshava. Umay bro, and what did he mean bro? He didn't mean Tanagola's bro, a wild chicken which would be a tray for bird. He meant the ibroi mimora. It went away from its master. That's what he meant. It was a real chicken. It ran away from its master, moved out of town, had children. Those children essentially were never here. that one flew in and died, on that there's no machshava. So he got out from the riot. Rav Papa Omar, Tanegulta de Agmohave. It's a certain type of non-domesticated chicken. Looks like a female, Tanegulta de Agmo. And that, he held, was a kosher bird. Listen, the answer to say Tanegulta bar would be good, except it's a tray for bird. He's got a wild type chicken, I don't know if it's chicken, some sort of bird, that has that name called Tanegulta, and is a kosher bird, the Tanegulta. There's two, there's Tanegulta de Agmo, the male, and Tanegulta de Agmo. If Papa holds a Tanegulta bar, is a treifa bird, but Tanegulta de bar is a kosher bird. Rav Papa le Taimei, Dom Rav Papa, Tanegulta de Agmo osa, Tanegulta de Agmo sharya. V'simnech, how should you remember which is which? Amoini v'loy amoinis. Very good. Just like that, the males are no good, the females are good. That's how you remember it. The Tanegul is a treifa bird, or the Tanegulta is a kosher bird. So he held that, that Tanegulta de Agmo is a kosher bird. Maybe it's a good answer. Lamaisa the Chazalik disagreed. Dorash Mirema, Tanegulta de Agmo Asira. It's Osir. Chazua Rabbonon, the Dors of Ocho. The Rabbonim saw her being Doires. Behind the Doires means, come up short, that means she eats her prey alive. Or she holds her prey in her hand like this. Whatever it is, that's a simon for Manaif Tomei. So they saw it as Tanegulta bro being Doires and eating. Behind Gerusa happens to be the bird called Gerusa, which the Gemara Chulin tells us a treifa bird. Okay, so Bekitzer, he wanted to bring a raya. Rabbi Yochanan told us basically that Machsheves Mechuber is not a Machshova, because a Machshova that came into play when the thing was out of the realm of Kabbalah's Tumo, that's like a Machshova. He wanted to bring a raya from here, from Machsheves Chayim. So we have basically a way out, that it could be that this bird wasn't Bifoneinu, so you didn't have a machshava on it. Agab de Rishtayushainim point out, you have to be careful. The simple reading in this Gemara says, in Rav Papa anyway, that you have a single bird whose male is kosher and whose female is treif. Faket. Whose male is treif and whose female is kosher. They basically said that it can't be. There's no such thing. There's no min, that the male of the min should be kosher and the female should be treif. It was two birds. One was called Tanegulta Agmo. One was referred to as Tanegulta Agmo by the female words. But I found it a Tanegulta Agmo, side of male, side of female strife. And the Tanegulta Agmo, the Fira Popo, side of male, side of female, is kosher. This would be a most strange thing. As the Tosis starts to work it out, it would be a most strange thing. You could have one species that the male is kosher and the female should be treif. It's going to be a strange thing. This gets into it. How could it be? Because the male is born from the female, so it's Yetzer Min HaTorah, and then every female is Zeva Zagoyim. It gets very complicated. It's two different birds. That's what they say. It's two different. No, there were two birds. One was called, for some reason, one was called the male and one was called the female, but they both had a male and female. Okay, now Tana Rabbona. Goizel means a bird, a kosher bird. But now we're getting to our problems here. Shenofa legas, he fell into the gas, into the wine press. I guess the wine wasn't too good that day, and it knocked him out of the ballpark. So now we got a dead bird in the wine press. Goizel shenofa legas. Oh, now. This is what? What's a geizel? This is a nivlas oif tohar. This is what we're discussing. This is an avela of an oif tohar. So now, we said that in order for it to have tumas oichlin, you have to have machshava. That's what gives up for you. Okay? And this is where we brought the raya that it's a bird. That's why he said, no, maybe it's Tanegulta. It was one that ran away. Okay, whatever. Geizel shenofa legas v'chishev olav l'haloysa l'kusi. He had in mind that he'll feed it to his goyish worker. It's Tommy. That's machshava. What do we mean, tricha machshava? What does it mean that a nivlas toftor is tricha machshava to become haftu masleichem? What machshava? You're going to eat it. That's absurd. It's treif. It means you'll feed it to goyim. Or there are goyim around who will eat it. That's what it means in this case. Lekelev, he was going to feed his dog's tor. Because like we said, that would pin it as a Michael Behemoth. And a Michael Behemoth is not a kabbal to masleichem. Okay, very good. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer af lekelev tomei. He says that even Mashev as Kelev is Tomei. Not because Mashev as Kelev is Tomei. That's crazy. We know that's impossible. Rabbi Yochanan holds you don't need Mashovi. He's Cholik. You don't need Mashovi here. We'll soon see why. You need Mashovi. But here you don't. We'll soon see why. This Nivlus of Torah, right? It has the other tumor, the big tumor, the tumor chamura of Beis Abliya. There it's an Ava tumor. Im itame tumor chamura shaloi b'machshova. Lo yitame tumor kala shaloi b'machshova. A very interesting kal v'chomer. Because generally speaking, it's easier, you want to call it, to have tumor kala than tumor chamura. Tumor kala, a rishon, can come off of anything. Tumah chamur, an adam v'kelim, in order to become a, you need an av. There's more requirements, generally speaking, in tumah chamur. Now here I see that tumah chamur is without machshava. You don't need a machshava, tumah's beis abliya, that we never heard about. So if for the tumah chamur, which generally needs more requirements, you can manage without machshava, zokte kal v'choymer in tumah kala. Lagabe to Tumas Oichlin, you don't need Machshava. And again, it doesn't mean you don't need Machshava to Tumas Oichlin. It means in this case, in this bird, because she has within her Tumas Beis Abliya, or Tuma Chamura, and that Tuma Chamura doesn't require Machshava, in a Kavachom, that this bird should have Tuma Kala without Machshava. Now, even on the first of it, Kavachom makes not too much sense. I mean, let me ask you something. Let me ask you this. You have a Add some kesoira, a little piece of bone on it for that person. Right? So I'll make you a kal v'chomer. I'll make you a kal v'chomer. This add some kesoira is metame tuma chamura without machshava. So let it be metame tuma kala without machshava. That's insane. It's a ridiculous statement, right? I mean, what is it going to make? Every tuma chamura should have tuma kala without machshava? It's ridiculous. I mean, tuma. Tumah chamura has its reasons. I mean, you'll take a dead body. So get the biggest tumah chamura in the world, you don't need a machshava. The guy dies, he's dead. Not going to help any machshavas on that. So I'll make you kal v'chomer. He has tumah chamura without machshavas. Alohom tumah kala. Okay, doesn't that? I mean, over here. The Ran explains intuitively, that's what's going on over here. It's not stama kal v'chomer. This tumah chamura is not stama tumah chamura. What is the tumah chamura here? When the bird goes into the beis abliya, it's not maggot, it's not mas, it's a new tumah called tumah beis abliya. When it's being swallowed and it sits right here between this and this before it goes down, at that second it has tumah beis abliya and it's a tumah chamura. Now tumah beis abliya, Dr. Ran, zicha has to do with oichel. I mean, nobody's going to say if you swallow a stone or a bone, you're going to have tumas beis abliya. The fact that the Torah calls it a tumas beis abliya, it has to have something to do with eating. Not reasonable, no. If tumas beis abliya has to do with oichel, that's the kal v'chomer. This bird is somehow considered oichel for tumah chamura without machshava. If it would be a stone, as I'm going to be doing, let's say this bird would dry out and become unedible. There's not going to be tumas beis abliya on it. They won't. It'll be a stone, a bone. Dry up, completely a bone. Not going to be too much beis abliya on that. Too much beis abliya needs something. We're going to learn later more about it. Something to do with a ma'is achila. Something. So that means it is an oichel in some way. So that means the Torah is considering it an oichel for tumah chamura without machshava. So therefore this should be considered an oichel for tumah kal without machshava. That's the kal v'chomer. Okay. Omru lo, I don't like your kal v'chomer. There it doesn't need machshava. Shekein ena yeredes lekach. We'll see later in the Gemara. It basically means that it has nothing to do with machshava. Toma betuma kala shekein yeredes lekach. We'll come back. The Gemara will come back to explain what that means. Omar lohem. Forget my kavachoma for a second. I have a raya. Tanagoyla shebiyavne tochia. That's what the Gemara quoted before. There was a story where the Tanagoyla is biyavne. And it fell down and was dead. And the Chachomim were metame yet without machshava. I don't know why, what, and when, but I have a raya from that story. So that's what the Gemara said before. He brought a raya from Tanagoyla shebiyavne. So it has to be a domesticated bird. So he answered him, it's not a domestic, fell in. Then he answered, it can't be a tummy bird either, because he's building it on his kal v'chomer. Where'd he get his din from the kal v'chomer? That means it's a bird that has tumas beis abliyah. So it has to be a kosher bird. Okay, now, amru lo, so what's his raya? His raya was that it was a tagalish miyavna that fell in and died, and the chazal were metami it without machshava. We say you need machshava. Zog and say amr lo mishom raya. There's a raya kusim o yushom v'choshu aleh le'achilo. There was a machshava. Another pshat. There was no machshava over there. The place is full of goyim, and there was an automatic machsheves achila there. You don't need him to think to give it to the goy. The place is loaded with goyim. There's an automatic tumas machsheves achila right after the bird died. Okay. Oh, so that we're remaining with a machloikis over there. Now, so this is Gemara like this. B'mayaskinen. What are we talking about here? Here the Gemara splits. There's the early Mishnahis and Tyrus. Which things, again, we're talking about nevelas here, don't forget. Which things do people eat or do people not eat generally? Again, we're talking about goyim. It's a very interesting thing. Nobody's eating this by yidden. This is all by goyim. And the Mishnah says like this. Are we talking in big cities? Now, the basic hanoch of this Mishnah is that in big cities, more will be edible than in small cities. Either because there's more people there. So being more people, more things have to get eaten. And so we're coming in a small town, you know, there's only a few of us, we'll only eat the juicy cuts. When you're in New York City, you eat everything because there's not that much. Everything's got to be eaten. That's one way. Well, some go the other way, then big cities are going to be richer people so they can afford to buy anything. It's just like the opposite type of store. The simplest store is to go that in more populated areas, everything is getting eaten because everything has to be eaten. In a small town, they can throw out some stuff. So, are we talking in the big cities? Lomo lo machshava. Why do we need machshava? V'otnan nivlas behema toira b'chol makoim. Nivlas behema toira was an edible food by the goyim all over. That was considered edible. V'nivlas oif tohor v'hachelev. That's chelev of a regular shchuta. B'krochim. In big cities, ain't tzrichim loy machshava. So let's first get what happened over there. So nivlas behema toira anywhere, and nivlas oif toira and chaylev in big cities don't need machshava. Why not? Because nivlas behema toira is considered all over a food. Goyim would eat it. Nivlas oif toira was not such a big delicacy. In small towns they wouldn't eat it. It wasn't so gishmak. But in a big city where there's a lot of people, everything has to be, they ate that too. So it doesn't need machshava in the kroch. Chelev again. Chelev, we're talking about chelev coming off a kosher animal, geshochten animal. We can't eat the chelev. Will the goyim eat it? Says him also, not everybody will eat chelev off of our animals, but in a big city they'll eat it. So therefore, nivlas behemet toira anywhere. Nivlas leftor and chelev in the big cities ain't tzricha lo machshava v'loy hechsha. Now here we have to be careful. Why not hechsha? Because nivlas behema toira and nivlas oif tohor are themselves avatumas. Nivlas behema toira is emes avatuma. And nivlas oif tohor is an avatuma bebeis abliyah. We're going to learn soon that anything that soifil etame tumah chamura, anything that can itself become an avatuma, has automatically tumah soichlin. You don't need heksha for that. Okay. Now, what's about the chelev? The chelev is not an avatuma. The chelev is coming off a beimishrut. Why doesn't that need heksha? Because it already got heksha. If you remember from Chulin, when he shechts it, the dam hashchita is machshir. Good, but what our point is that here it says that nivlas oif tohor in krochim doesn't need machshava; it's automatically considered oichel. So why did it say over there that you need a machshava if you're talking b'kroch? Zog di Gemara, we can't be talking about kroch. Ela b'kforim, it's talking b'kforim. Zog di Gemara, b'kforim, it can't be. How could you say that it doesn't need machshava? What? Not nivlus beimet meya bechol mokim. Nivlus oif tor bikforim tzricha machshava. Veina tzricha hechsha. It doesn't need hechsha because it's not a tumah, but it needs machshava in kforim because people don't eat it. So it can't be talking about kforim either. Because the verse saying like this: what happened over there? You had a bird, a kosher bird that fell into a gas and was killed. They paskin, you need machshava, right? If you're talking about krochim, we need machshava. There's an automatic machshava in krochim, right? If you're talking bikvarim, why did you need to say it fell into the gas and that's why you need machshov? Any nivlas oiftor in a kvarim needs machshov. What is this a fancy case for? Goizel, shenofel, a gas, a goizel, a dead goizel needs machshov. What are we talking about over here? And for the Gemara, omre b'zeira b'chanin al oilem b'grach. We're talking in a big city. You told me that in a big city there's an automatic machshova. You don't have to say he has to think for the goy. Goyim eat it. If you're talking about a regular dead kosher bird in New York City, you don't need machshova. Anybody in Harlem will take it raw. There's no shayla. You'll be sold in seconds. However, this is not a regular bird that died. This is a bird that fell into a gas. And that's how it died. So it's what made it most. I don't know exactly what happened there. What's wrong with a little wine on your chicken? I don't know. But anyway, that's what the Gemara says. The gas makes it most. So now it won't be so edible. And now it goes to the dag of a kfar. When you're in a kfar, what do you do with a nivel soiftor? Depends. You need mashava. It's not automatic. You need mashava. So now you're in a krach. But the circumstances are such that it didn't die a regular death. It died in a gas. It is mos, so it's like a kvar. You'll need machshava, and that's what the Bryce is talking about. It's a mishnah. I'm sorry. It's a mishnah.